after he sent out the proclamation. He went to the treasury, unlocked the door, and surveyed his riches. Then he brought out priceless, jewel-studded weapons and tools, with inlaid handles of ivory and gold. And he heaped them up for Enkidu, his friend, as an offering to the gods of the underworld. He gathered fattened oxen and sheep. He butchered them, and he piled them high for Enkidu, his beloved friend. He closed his eyes. In his mind he formed an image of the infernal river. Then he opened the palace gate, brought out an offering table of precious yew wood, filled a carnelian bowl with honey, filled a lapis lazuli bowl with butter, and when the offerings were ready, he spread out each one in front of Shamash. To the great queen Ishtar his offering was a polished javelin of pure cedar. "Let Ishtar accept this. Let her welcome my friend, and walk at his side in the underworld, so that Enkidu may not be sick at heart." To Sin, the god of the moon, he offered a knife with a curved obsidian blade. "Let Sin accept this. Let him welcome my friend, and walk at his side in the underworld, so that Enkidu may not be sick at heart." To Ereshkigal, the dark queen of the dead, he offered a lapis lazuli flask. "Let the queen accept this. Let her welcome my friend, and walk at his side in the underworld, so that Enkidu may not be sick at heart." To Tammuz, the shepherd beloved by Ishtar, his offering was a carnelian flute. To Namtar, vizier of the dark gods, a lapis lazuli chair and scepter. To Hushbishag, handmaid of the dark gods, a golden necklace. To Kasatabat, the infernal sweeper, a silver bracelet. To the housekeeper, Ninshuluha, a mirror of alabaster, on the back of which was a picture of the cedar forest inlaid with rubies and lapis lazuli. To the butcher, Bibu, a double-edged knife with a haft of lapis lazuli bearing a picture of the holy Euphrates. When all the offerings were set out, he prayed, "Let the gods accept these. Let them welcome my friend and walk at his side in the underworld, so that Enkidu may not be sick at heart." After the funeral, Gilgamesh went out from Uruk into the wilderness with matted hair in a lion's skin.